Proclamation number 6767 of 20th of February, 1957. God's love in the must state unto man. Everything experiences the love of God. Even the tiniest creature, which you humans are unable to see with the naked eye. For it would not be if God's strength of love did not flow through it, thus sustaining it. And therefore nothing remains on the same level but everything advances inexorably, even if it takes eternities until it has reached the stage where it is to prove itself as a human being. God's love has led it to this stage, and God's love is the guarantee that nothing is excluded from this ascent development, for God's will determines its course through the creations of this earth, and this is truly guided by God's love and wisdom. Admittedly, the human being, influenced by God's adversary, can also prevent the spiritual substances still bound in the creations from coming into service. But then God will take care of it again and assign it its serving function, for whatever the human being destroys in his lack of understanding will not fall into the hands of God's adversary, but God's love will seize it again and assign it a new abode where it can continue its interrupted course of development. And therefore all spiritual substances will one day reach the degree of maturity which allows them to be embodied as a human being. But now the love of God certainly belongs unchanged to this spiritual embodied as a human being, but this no longer determines its activity. Instead, the human being now has complete freedom to give any direction to the will. Thus to be active in serving love or to refuse this activity and instead rule and only live is self-love on earth. And God allows him this freedom because this is the test he is required to pass. Yet God's infinite love now directs his whole earthly life such that he can always give his will the right direction, that he, although he is free, he can completely subordinate himself to divine will. And until the human being's death his guidance will be obvious, because his love never ceases and is especially meant for the spiritual being in the lost stage on this earth, because it is in danger of surrendering to God's adversary again, but from which it should liberate itself. And love will not diminish even if the being distances itself from God. Then the means of salvation, which God uses to increase their effectiveness, will also become increasingly more powerful. But free will remains with the human being, and this alone is the reason why, despite God's infinite love, the course of development on earth does not reach the conclusion which guarantees the spiritual being full freedom in light and strength. Although it can be achieved, free will alone determines whether the course of development has been traveled in vain or whether it leads to final freedom, but God's love does not diminish even if the being fails in this test of will. And God's love therefore always creates new possibilities, for it does not leave the fallen beingness in the depth. And God's love is the reason for the still eternally emerging works of creation which only ever serve the redemption of the spiritual, which are inspired by that spiritual which has to cover the course of ascent development in the bound state. These creations guarantee the attainment of a certain degree of maturity, but in the stage as a human being the free will return to the being can also endanger this degree of maturity again. And yet, the spiritual must be granted this freedom because otherwise it would be impossible to reach perfection, which is the final aim of all spiritual, which emerged from God's love. which therefore also has to become love itself in order to be able to return to God again, in order to be and remain perfect eternally. Amen.